come listen to a story about a boy named Trump. His IQ was zero and his head was up his rump. His dominating father tried to make him tough. He was brutal and demanding on Donald, very rough. At 13, Don was sent to military school, where leadership was learned by force and ridicule. Boys were abused and told to be a man, and Trump became a bully that nobody could stand. Just like he is now. Surprise, surprise. When the war in Vietnam came, Trumpy dodged a draft. A student who had bone spurs, how convenient that. Then he went into real estate with Daddy in New York. Discrimination accusations landed them in court. Of course they did. What do you expect? His time in entertainment showed another side. Equally as putrid, you're fired, he would cry. Trump and his company has committed fraud for years. He has 34 felonies, but gee, who really cares? Let's elect him anyway. Yeah, he'll make a great president. That brings us now to Commander-in-Chief, the worst one in history, disturbed beyond belief. He has obvious dementia, he's a lying evil scum. Take a look at our country and see what it's become. A laughingstock. And dangerous as, yeah. Now science isn't recognized as credible and true. They've manipulated history for the white man through and through. No more constitution, we're governed by his tweets. Peaceful people murdered and kidnapped off the streets. By ICE, that is. The U.S. version of Nazis. Now everyone is wondering if our country will survive. World War III is in the offing, there's ongoing genocide. Trump is so deranged, he can barely speak a word. If we let this guy destroy us, we get what we deserve. I mean, really? Our elected officials can't do anything? Yeah, right. Tell me another one.